everybody, and welcome back to John Last Week's. I trust you're having a wonderful day so far. I trust you've had a good week. Well, God is amazing. Today, we want to continue what we said yesterday, which was depending on God or man. Depending on God or man. And yesterday, we discussed that God is our source. We should not elevate any man to become the source. God uses channels of people to help us in the various ways. We are relational beings. That's how we are created. So we are created to relate with one another. So we will need support from people. We will need help. You know, we need companionship, whatever form or shape we need to relate in. But our ultimate source is God, no man. So we'll continue from yesterday. And yesterday, as I said, Holy Spirit, help me to deliver your message as you put in my heart. All of you, take absolute control and help me to deliver this message. Less of me, Lord. Open the hearts and minds and the understanding of people listening to understand your message today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I read again. I want to quickly read the first verse of chapter 4 of 2 Samuel, because that's our key verse today and we'll discuss afterwards. When Ishbosheth, son of Saul, heard that Abner had died in Hebron, he lost courage and all Israel became alarmed. I stopped there. So as we continue today on depending on God or man, or God being our source, or man. Is man our source, or is God our source? We need to be very clear. Guess what? God is a jealous God. God is a jealous God. Which means that he can see in our hearts who is the source and who is the channel. And if we are elevating people in our hearts as the source, not the channel, he will not accept for his glory to be shared. He will never share his glory. See, we may not realize this, and it happens to the best of us, where, you know, someone has become so helpful to us, someone has become so great, you know, dependable, are the different words we can use, right? But we don't realize when that person becomes our source. We're like, you know what, the person has you know, passed all the scales. He is meant to be, the person has to be the source and dependent. And then we always go to that person before going to God. You see, God is, again, uses people. And so if we begin to elevate a channel as a source, don't be surprised when that channel dries up. Because, again, God will not share himself or a source with another person in the world. He wouldn't. He's the one that brought that channel to you. But me and you may have availed that channel to become a source. When that happens, that channel may just dry up. And then we wonder, why is person changing? Person is being funny. Person is being strange. Person no longer helps us, etc. You know, God is loving you so much that he wants you to know that I am the source, not that person. And because he wants you to know, the easiest way for us to know and find out is when the source dries up. I wonder, what did I do wrong? Etc. But you see, God is trying to use that to reposition your life back to him, to shift your focus from that person and one person and what person represents in our lives to him and make him the source of our lives. God will not compete. You just dry it up. And because he's the one that created the person and created the opportunity, again, you often find that the channel has just dried up. So today I want you to think critically. Just reflect, ponder about it. You know, in the different areas of our lives, and I've done this as well, have we elevated somebody in our minds to be our source and not God? Have we elevated a channel that God has put for us to be our source, not just the channel? When we ponder on it, right, we will realize, and if we are very honest with ourselves, we will ask whether this is a yes or a no answer, and who it is, right? Because when we start to think through those thoughts, we begin to be clear, right, on actually what do I need to do now. But if we keep going, we'll probably just be getting deeper and deeper and making that person more of a source till, you know, God dries up that channel. And guess what? What happens then? We get heartbroken. You know, it's a catastrophe. Things that we don't expect happen. We feel hurt, damaged, whatever words we want to use of how I had to, you know, take on those experiences. Because remember, God is a jealous God. He will not share his glory with anybody. And this happens a lot with religious relationships where, you know, one has graduated a pastor, from being a pastor, a servant of God, to being God. You know, before you pray, you can ask your pastor, what do you think about this? And then pray about it. Oh, pastor, pray for me, etc. and all those things. And before you know it, you're there. This is a different example, right? So some time ago, I was seeking for something particular from God, and I've been praying for a while, and I've been, you know, in as much as I was praying, I was also trying to use my own ideas and thoughts and thinking to also resolve the issue. And it also obviously required the help of people, right? And so I found this person. I thought, okay, this person fits the bill. I'm going to go after and ensure that, I know, try and see if the person can now help me. You see, that time, obviously, I was trying so hard. I know everything, things were just not clicking. Like, it was like the God factor that just makes things easier was not there. So I was doing everything on my own. It was so hard. And even when, you know, I eventually got to the person, it was like, oh my God, why am I here? Like, it was like total disaster. Not the total disaster, but it was very clear and evident to me that I am not meant to be here. And you see, on reflection and thinking about it, I realized that I was, even though the person was not up to God in my life, right? The person had been elevated so highly. And you see, I thank God for doing that, because if not, I may have been caged in that thing and I will not know. And so I remember that a few weeks after this incident, when the person now showed themselves, I was obviously, you know, praying to God for the same thing again, and God sent me somebody. I hadn't met a person before in my entire life. It was like the Holy Spirit put me in someone's heart to help me do something. I did not expect it. I did not anticipate. I did not know what was happening. But then when the person spoke to me and, you know, helped me open my eyes to see a couple of things, I like, oh my God, this is, God had decided to use this particular channel to help me. And, you know, because of what had happened in my experience, I knew that I cannot elevate that person as well to God, because this person is just a channel. And God can use anybody. I'll call person a king in that regard, because this person obviously is quite, you know, a king in their space. But then I did not need to do anything. God just, you know, aligned everything for me. Meanwhile, I was trying to fix it myself and try to figure out, do things to make sure to be able to, you know, do that. But you see, in my heart, it was obvious that, you know what, I had moved, I had, you know, repented from that. I'm like, oh Lord, whatever it is, your will be done. God came through. Because God will not shed grace. And guess what? I cannot even say it was me. No, I can't say it, because it was not me. I didn't know what was happening. You know, God was what literally turned everything and aligned everything for my good. So I say to you again, don't elevate anybody over God in your life. God is your only source. Yes, people can support you, etc. But remember, dependency, full dependency has to be on God. But just to finish here and say that, see, God loves us. And God loves us jealously. Like, he loves us so much. He wants to be the one that is our source. And because he controls the universe, he's God, he's created everything. Everything would align to his perfect plan and purpose for us. And so whenever we begin to sense or think that we are making somebody God, we are everything someone to God, remember to check it. Because we do not want a catastrophe to happen or God to dry up a channel. And guess what? When he does, it's just a redirection. Know that he has many million other channels. No matter how you think someone is so important, you know, God has so many other channels to help us. So many other channels. It will blow your mind, the capacity and the amount of channels God can use They are in millions, billions, to ensure that his will and purpose is done. So there's no point making those millions of billion channels become a source, because they cannot, they still need God as the source, right? They cannot, you know, be our source. It's impossible, and it should not be the case. So I will stop here today. Thank you for listening to me today. I'll continue the same discussion tomorrow. I hope that you could join me and continue the conversation. Thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. I love you and you. Bye.